This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad. My name is Maria. How can I help you today?
Yes, Maria. My name is Winston with XPO. I have an FMS number for you.
Yes, I'm ready for it.
That's 757-770-41.
Thank you. And I am so sorry. How do you spell your name?
W-I-N-S-T-O-N.
Thank you so much, Winston. And if you can please don't let me know a little while I get that order updated.
No problem.
And Winston, can you please confirm the customer's first name, last name, and a delivery address?
Got to be Kevin J. Montavion at 1740 Fernwood Lane, Algonquin, Illinois.
Thank you so much. And is the customer's phone number the 847-924-3641?
Yes, ma'am. It is good. The number on order is good. I just confirmed with him.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. And how can I assist you with this order?
The tech Eddie called and stated that he went out to do the service call and install at the customer's home. They had to reassemble the bike. It was an elliptical, stating that due to the wires crossed from the previous assembled, the previous techs that assembled it caused a malfunction continuously that he couldn't fix. So due to some wires crossed, he still couldn't get the elliptical to run correctly. So the customer wants an exchange because the techs didn't assemble it correctly. I did confirm everything with the customer. Like I just stated, I just reached out to him and informed him that you'll be reaching back out to him shortly to go ahead and, because he's kind of, I ain't going to say he's upset, but you know.
Yeah.
He just kind of like, how did the previous techs mess something up like that? But, you know, it's a human error.
Right.
But clearly, the tech Eddie stated that the wires were crossed and he can't get it to work correctly.
Good.
So, Maria, I'll be here when you get back.
Thank you so much. I'm going to reach out to the customer and I'll be right back.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Winston. Thank you so much for holding. I really apologize for the wait.
You're okay.
The customer accepted for return and exchange, but he really wants to request the team that went out today. Do you happen to have their information? That way I can send an email to leadership.
That'd be, yes, ma'am, that'll be A&M Installations, Inc., and that'll be Tech Eddie.
Let me write that down. And it's A as in Apple, N as in NC, M as in Mary, Installations, Inc., you said?
It's A-M, just A&M, no N, just A&M.
Oh, got it, like A-M.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Apple Mary Installations, Inc.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the tech's name is Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And just a quick question from your, do you happen to know if just the tech Eddie would be able to complete that return and exchange, or do you think we should request extra help?
I think normally it's a two-man team.
Got it, I see. Alrighty, perfect. Let me go ahead and provide you with that case ID number.
Yes, ma'am.
It is 281.
Yes.
280.
Yes.
554.
I got 281-280-554.
Yes.
Thank you, Maria, for talking with XP on that breeze call. You enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you for speaking with Geek Squad.
No
have a wonderful
problem.
Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.